Immediately after X Factor, I'm outside with my little dog in the open air in Cork in Ireland, taking him for a walk. Now, the excitement of X Factor has been palpable, too much for me, for the dog, and the poor little thing is going round in circles underneath my feet. I just want to say one little thing. I mean, lots of people, I think, might be snooty about the X Factor. Now, on the other hand, the vast majority of people love the X Factor. But, you know, the old intellectuals, you know, could be very snooty about the X Factor. But I have to say that I am being so impressed. You know, this is... Anyway, I don't want to justify the fact that I'm impressed. All I want to say is I'm impressed and I'm distracted by this little creature underneath my feet who's on a very short lead because when he turns around, he bashes his head against the ground. Come on, Rock. Come on. Come on, little fella. Come on. Keep your head up. When he puts his head down, he crashes it against the ground and that must jar on his neck. But I'm... So this is the sound of me being attentive to this little creature. I have to take him for a walk because if he didn't go for a walk, he might wet the house or something like that. Oh, that's a car going past. He has, for those of you who don't realise, he has a kind of funnel around his head. And this means he can only see directly in front of him and he can't scratch. They're the two things he can do and not do. Now but he then goes around in circles, kind of. Not sure that is the equivalent of I'll chase my tail. Come on, Rock. Come on. Yeah. Oh, good dog. And the underfoot there's the residue of stuff left over from the cold. It's a bit like grit, and I suppose it was once sand or once salt. But that's it. So, otherwise, if I look up in the sky and try and practice relaxation, I see a little cloud. And through the cloud, I see a little star or two. But otherwise, I'm just paying attention to a very short lead. This dog with me, by the way, is a piece of cotton. He's like a ball of cotton wool. He's called a cotton. Cotton de Tulier. It's said that he's a dog, a pirate dog. A dog that leapt overboard from a pirate... Come on, Rocky! From a pirate ship and... onto the shores of Madagascar and mated with a dog who was from the Madagascan royal family. And then the Madagascar royal family decided that nobody else could have these kind of offspring or a progeny or what do you call the outcome of the mating between a pirate and a royal member of the royal family. And so the breed developed. But was its ownership was greatly restricted. And anyway, eventually around 1970 or something like that, the Breeders' Association of Great Britain and the Breeders' Association of the United States of America decided to recognise this little collection of cotton wool. Oh, sorry, we're in the neighbours. Do you know... I think they are two Bichon Frise. Come on, Rocky, we'll go for a walk in the other way. I would encourage fraternisation of competing dogs, but this evening I think we'll just scurry along in the direction we're going. Basically, we're heading for a wall, and as soon as we get to the wall, we'll turn back, and then I'll go back into the house and start closing down for the night. That's life on the estate. For those of you who saw the X Factor, we could wax lyrically about Matt and Rebecca. And for those who haven't, who look down your nose at the X Factor, well, you know, you'll continue to look down your nose at the X Factor. Anyway, I see Christmas trees in people's windows, but it's very mild. Come on, Rock. Let's go. We're nearly there. I'll try running. Yeah. All the best. Bye-bye.